Narrations from House with One Door and One Window.
The man in the house, number 5, carried an ordinary life. He lived in a highly structured society, where everyone followed rules without fail. His town was made up of 35 houses, all of which looked the same, except for one. The one odd house was different for having only one door and one window. It simply showed upwards as a solid farm. The house with one door and one window lacked in the distinct cutouts that the other houses had.
The man from house number 5 started his day as he always did. He left his house and headed towards the main road leading out of his town. He was heading off to work like everyone else. The normally exchanged pleasantries were missing today. People seemed on edge and were whispering amongst each other. No one returned his greetings. No one stopped as he walked towards the city. Everyone was preoccupied with something that the man from house number 5 was unaware of.
At 5 p.m., the man from house number 5 clocked out and headed back to his house. As he made his way back, he could see the endless house and compounds stretching before him. Each town was made up of 3 stepped levels, on which the tall and thin houses were built. As he reached the turn to his town, he noticed a group of people huddled around, 2 men and 2 women.
The man and the woman had their arms outstretched in front of them and were talking about the red marks on their skin. The man had 2 red lines on their wrists. One woman had the same 2 marks but on her knuckles. While the last and most jubilated out of the group had the 2 largest smears running from her knuckles to her wrists.
I managed to force my hand into the device and it let me in. The woman with the smears was addressing her audience that was growing by the minute. I heard about it from my neighbor and I had to go and see for myself. What was inside the house? A curious child asked. This you have to find out by yourself.
The device appeared on the house with one door and one window in town 33. No one knows who placed it, but it is there. Go see for yourselves. One of the men with the marked wrists answered the question on everyone's mind. We both got in with ease. The opening was bigger than our hands. It closed in our wrist as we turned the knob and stepped in.
Nothing was waiting for him inside the house with one door and one window in town 33. No treasure, no secret club, or even a stairway. The interior was empty, just like the house with one door and one window. In his own town, nothing is out of the ordinary. People's curiosity had taken over. Their curiosity had created a space worth waiting in line for days. A hyped-up space that only existed in their collective imagination.